Yeah, I'm asking about the Mahdi, ya akhi al-Karim. Al-Mahdi, meme val, ya. It's the liquid that come in the being of the desire. But the liquid come that come in the end of the desire, while the relieving, that we call it Mani, meme non, ya. So regarding the Mahdi, Al-Mahdi, the liquid that come in the being of the desire from the man or from the woman also. That according to the majority of the ulama, they believe that it's a najis, and have this kind of proof for ulama who they say it, no, and they take same hukm as the mani. If we say the mani is tahir, means also the madi following the hukm, because they came from the same place. But it doesn't matter, we say this way, they say that there is a clear authentic narration sahihim hayy halim ibn Talib annahu asar al-Miqdam, he sent al-Miqdam al-Aswad to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, and he said to him, yasid dhakarak wa tawadda, means indah dhakarak wa tawadda, spray water in your private part and where the madhi reach like your cloth or your thighs, then after that make your wudu and pray. So there is a consistency between the ulama that the madhi break the wudu, the ablution, means you need to take a new ablution. حفظك الله. If you say it like this, طاهر, or you say this najis, as how is the majority of the majority of the ulama, it doesn't matter what you suppose to wash it or spray the water minimally about it. Spray the water on top of it, either in the private part, on the thighs, on the cloth, then make wudu, which means the madhi break the wudu. Then you ask about, is it an excuse for you to not attend the jama'ah and the congregation because you are waiting for it to stop? You need to realize that, ya akhi al-Karim, barakallah, in this kind of situation, yani the madi is not like the urine will keep coming out like that. The madi will come because of a reason. The reason that you are struggling yourself, either by thinking too much regarding intercourse, or by watching what things that you're supposed not to watch. So when these things come, absolutely, you will trigger yourself and trigger your desire, and the liquid will come out. Which means, no, it's not, absolutely, it's not an excuse for you to avoid the congregation prayer and to attend the congregation prayer just because you are waiting for it to stop. Because it's not going to stop, ya akhi, if you are triggering yourself. It's an evidence that you're supposed to stop from thinking too much or watching things that you're supposed not to watch, to cool yourself down and to be busy with other things, with other things that benefit you than doing such issues. Then, because of it, damaging yourself by not attending the congregation prayer. But I want to say to you that absolutely it's not an excuse for you to avoid the prayer, the congregation prayer, or not to attend the congregation prayer, or you being late for the congregation prayer just because of the waiting for the madhi to come out all, so you pray easily. Especially if it comes for you in your prayer. It comes in your prayer, is a sign that, my brother, that you are deep in this problem, thinking of intercourse or whatever. So you need to correct yourself.